This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, June 21st. God's word to you today is pray. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 6, verse 19, and it says, "And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike." This is Paul, Apostle Paul, asking the church to pray for him. It is very uncommon to see that these days. Instead, it is the congregation that consistently flood the pastors and apostles with prayer requests. A lot of people these days just want prayer contractors. For some strange reason, pastors these days feel they are superstars, and so they did not put themselves in a place where people would pray for them. But Paul, Apostle Paul, asked the church to pray for him. Your leaders need prayers. Pray for your pastors, life group leaders, ministers, and heads of departments, because they need prayers. Pray for the preachers and church leaders all over the world. It is important to mention that Paul's prayer request was not for a new shirt, or new shoes, or a new car. Paul says in Ephesians 6, verse 19 to 20, "Ask God to give me the right words, so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him, as I should." In current day parlance, Paul's prayer request would be for more anointing, for the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon him mightily to preach the gospel with boldness. But Paul was still in chains. You would think his prayer request would be for the chains to be broken, or for him to find favor with Caesar or the people that had him incarcerated. Paul's prayer request was not for a miracle that they would set him free so that he could visit his family. Paul says, "Pray that even with these chains, I will have great boldness." May we take our eyes off ourselves and turn our eyes onto Jesus and onto the work that he has called us to do. May we stop praying for deliverances when we should be praying for deliveries of God's babies into the kingdom. I'm not saying it is wrong to desire or to pray for freedom. By God's grace, freedom is one of God's promises for us, and without a doubt, we will walk in full and total freedom. But we should not be overly obsessed with ourselves and lose sight of the kingdom. Paul says, "Pray for me, that I will have boldness, that I will be anointed to speak the word of God." That is my prayer point. What is your prayer point currently? Let us pray. Father, please give me great boldness to preach the gospel, boldness to reach people that are far from God, and bring them to God's light. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.